it does seem a little bit of a muddle, though, doesn't it? That,
yeah.
They're going to allow people like Boris Johnson and Justine Greening to criticise their own government's policy.
Yeah, well, look, I think there are two problems here. First of all, we've already had loads of delays in deciding South East Airport expansion. It couldn't be more urgent. It is really now, I think, having a big impact on British industry. It's costing something like £6 million per day of delay, and we need to get on with it. The British Infrastructure Group produced a report, Gate Now Closing, back in the summer, that urged that quick decision. Today we learn, although there's a decision in principle, that will then be followed up by a whole nother year of consultation after all the years have gone past. Yeah, good question. The second point, you know, we'll come back to that. But the second point is, look, I've sat around that cabinet table. You have to come to collective decisions and then you have to back them. We had this conversation recently, you and I, about collective responsibility. Mm. I think it's a very strange world where ministers, cabinet ministers no less, will be able to argue against something which is should be collective responsibility. And bear in mind, this is not a constitutional issue like whether we stay in the EU or not. This is about vital infrastructure to support British people and the British economy. And I think that is a very unfortunate way
forward. Why are they, I mean, this is just really for Boris Johnson and Justine Greening. Why are they doing this? Is it because I think it's only 100 days since Theresa May took over as Prime Minister, and it'd be a bit embarrassing to have a foreign secretary and education secretary resigning so quickly?
Well, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I do know this. Actually, by chance, I was on a plane back to Heathrow just this morning, and we arrived in
anywhere
London.
Anywhere nice?
Yeah, from the US, and we arrived in London overnight flight. You know, arrived in London, and the pilot came on and said, "Look, it's, you know, terribly annoying when this happens, but I'm afraid it happens all the time." It was British Airways flight. He said, "We've arrived on time. We thought we were going to be able to land on time, but I'm afraid there's going to be 20, 25 minutes circling around." The truth of the matter is, this is costing businesses money. It means that in this post-Brexit world, we're not able to get out there and sell the country abroad, which is what everybody from the Prime Minister down is saying we should do. And this decision is just long overdue. Everybody knows it needs to be made. I thought that a very good way to start, as you say, 100 days in, would be to make this decision pretty quickly. And that would show a lot of authority and I think a lot of guts doing that. And I'm sorry that this is now going to be fudged for a further year.
It would show quite a lot of guts too to say, well, let's have a new runway at both airports, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, you look, there are all sorts of alternatives. Personally, I mean, I say nothing against Boris. I quite liked his idea of having a Boris Island. You know, let's really think big in this country, build the infrastructure we need, not just for the next 10 years, but for the next 50 years. The strange thing is we're capable of doing these things in other countries. I mean, we built that runway in Hong Kong, you know, on land which was reclaimed, but we can't actually sort out our own runways in our own country. And in this post-Brexit world, this could not be more urgent. I'm very disappointed if this is being fudged for another year, number one. And number two, it isn't really acceptable to have ministers going their own way on this. In the end, if you want to serve in the cabinet, if you want to be a minister, you argue internally, but then afterwards, I'm afraid you have to get behind that decision, collective responsibility, and back the infrastructure investment Britain needs.
Just one final point. Take yourself back to those halcyon days when you were chairman of the Conservative Party. If you were held that position now, and Zach Goldsmith resigned his seat to fight a by-election, would you put an official Conservative candidate up against him if he fought it as an independent Conservative?
Yes, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. If you stand against the party as an independent or anyone else, then the rules are quite simple that you do, in fact, then have a Conservative candidate.
So that hands the seat back to the Liberal Democrats.
Well, I don't know whether it would or wouldn't, but I can say this: we cannot have a situation where vital infrastructure, so important to the British economy, is put on ice, put on hold year after year after year because we don't have the political guts to sort it out. And that's the problem that we need to solve. And put, you know, if that means somebody wants to resign their seat and there has to be a by-election, so be it.
See,
we have to get to the point where we actually build the infrastructure this country
needs. I keep thinking, Grant, of when you were in the cabinet and having to defend lots of policies that you probably didn't agree with. I'm trying to work out which ones they would have been.
Well, look, here was one of them, actually. Delaying airport decisions was one of them. Internally, I argued that we should get on with building more airport capacity. It is ridiculous that we are unable to, you know, you don't have enough airport ports, you know, to get stuff and people in and out in this country. We haven't got enough space to help this economy function. And I thought that was the wrong decision, but it was the decision that was made. It was collective responsibility. And I had a choice. You can either resign or you back that collective decision. Now, all the people in the cabinet and all the ministers have the same decision right now. They can either back a decision, which is the only sensible thing. It's going to happen anyway, eventually, which is to expand an airport, or they don't have to serve in those positions.
Well, I'll say it again. We're loving this new Unleashed Grant, chaps. Thank you very much indeed, Grant.